Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, it is the nephew and the prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff, today?
As you know, last year...
You know that always kills me.
The church bought me this glove...
Yes.
...that I may have healing power.
Which way is up?
Which way is up? Mm-hmm. I could do any movie. That's the one I want to do. That one right there. Let me play three people. Which way is up?
Really? Got it. Really, Tommy?
Got it. Preacher, old man, and myself. Which way is up? I got it. Will Packer, if you're listening, tell me. I could pull it off if you let me have it, baby. Which way is up? The remake by Nephew. Yes. Tommy. All right, this right here. Buckle up and get ready, y'all. This right here is lunchtime date. Lunchtime date. Cat, dog, if you would.
Hello? Hey, I'm trying to speak to, Alan.
Yeah, this is Alan. Who is this?
Hey, Alan. Yo, this is Derek, man. Check this out, bro. You are Rachel's husband, right?
Yeah, that's my baby. What's up? Something wrong?
No. I work, this is Derek, man. I work with your wife, Rachel.
Right, you a supervisor or something? I mean, is this about work or something? I mean, she doing a good job and everything. She ain't about to get fired.
No. Everything's straight, man. Ain't nothing wrong with the job. Everything's cool with the job. This right here, man, is like what I noticed, man. And if you know, it just seems like every single day, you know, while she's on her lunch break, It seems like you know you will call and then block up the whole hour of her lunch break. And actually, you know, just be real, man. I'm just trying to come correct with you. It just seemed like you just cut in on all the time that I have with her.
Hold up, bro. What the f*** are you doing at lunch with my lady, son?
No, like I say, you know, we just spending time, you know, doing lunchtime, but it just seems so rude, you know, that...
Rude? You, okay, first of all, that's my lady, okay? I can call her whenever the f*** I feel like calling her. I pay for that phone bill. I bought that iPhone 5. I can get the call whenever I please, all right? Secondly, you ain't got no business being with a married woman alone at lunch. This ain't no date. Y'all supposed to be at work.
No, we are at work. We co-workers, you know? But it seems like half the whole time I'm sitting in front of her. You know, we're supposed to be having lunch together, and she's talking to you the whole time.
Okay. What's your name again, bro?
My name's Derek.
Derek, all right. Derek, you work at the same building now? Okay, you at work right now, huh?
Yeah, I'm here at the job.
I mean, y'all working the same flow? Because I'm finna come see you. You seems about to jump off way different for you, straight up.
Okay, so, dog, let me ask you something, man. What is the big deal... I'm just trying to. Okay, you act like you don't see her. You act like you don't see her when she get home. You know, so why is it so important that you waste a whole hour of lunch time holding her?
I ain't wasting. I'm talking to my lady. Okay, you understand that? Why don't you go out there and get? And then you ain't got to worry about sitting up in front of my lady. That's my wife. I walk down the aisle with that. We got kids. We got a house. We take care of this. She helped me hold it down. And this, you ain't. You know, it's like you, and you don't ever want to come in and do what they got. Some always want to come in and somebody else's wife. And why don't you do this? Take this advice and see what it works, how it works for you. Go to the church, library, grocery store, wherever the find your at, and you get you a chick. You date her for a minute. You court her for a minute. You romance her for a minute. That's what real men do, you know what I'm saying? That's what I did. That's how I got my Rachel. That's my heart. You trying to sit up there in front of lunch with her every day for the past year? I tell you what, bro. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow, but soon, you're going to see me. Me and you going to have none of this phone conversation. This is going to be a face-to-face.
Hey, dude, all of, man,
what?
I ain't trying to come between y'all at all. Okay, like I'm saying, I'm not trying to come between y'all. I'm just saying it's every day you call it, man. What do you want?
That's my wife supposed to talk to every goddamn day. That's what a real do. You don't know about that because you ain't no real. All you know about is trying to holler at some street. You don't know what it is to put in work. like a real man do, to actually hold down a home, pay the bills, everything, the family, the kids and fixing the yards and fences and you don't know nothing about that. All you know about is being a roach. Wife can't even go to work without like you trying to step to her and don't mean no goddamn, but that's okay. Like I promise you, I'm gonna be there. You're gonna see me and I'm gonna see you. You know, I tell you what, this is how this gonna go. It may not be tonight, but it's definitely not gonna go past tomorrow. Between now and then, you're gonna see me and I'm gonna see you. And I can't
hold on. What'd you say?
Pardon me, I will come see your by tomorrow, son. Me and you, Derek. That's your name, right? Derek.
My name is Derek, yes.
What the you gonna always wanna be both smiley face in my wife's face? I'm gonna deal with Rachel when I see her. You can please believe that. Please believe that. Talk to her about her little friend at lunch and like that. How get my number anyway, man?
I got your number out of Rachel's phone, but that's besides the point, man.
What the about my phone, man? Y'all ain't that cool. I don't think I ain't never heard of no Derek before today. And all of a sudden, you calling me talking about you was at lunch every day with my wife and you.
It's a friendly lunch date, is what it is.
I know about how you is friendly. I know about all that. You ain't fooling me. I know like you who prey on married women all the time because they like you. But that, like I said, is going to change. Promise you.
Okay, dog, here's what you don't know. What you don't know is Tommy be pushing up on him more than me.
Tommy?
Tommy is always pushing up on her.
What?
Tommy the one you need to be worried about.
You have Tommy. Who the Tommy any?
Dog. Nephew Tommy, man. Check this out. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Rachel, got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, I can't believe y'all did this to me, man. Man, I'm finna come down to for
real. You all right, man?
Man, I am now. I was finna come burn that building down. You don't even know. Man, all right, Tommy, this is my prediction. Somebody gonna you up. For real. Y'all, you just play too much, man. Y'all tripping.
Hey, man, check it out. You got to tell me this, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Only the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Of course.
Talk to me, man.
Stupid.
Too much.
Derek.
When you calling every day, man, what do you want, dog? What is it?
What do you want?
You just seen her before she left the house. What do you want, dog?
That's my wife, son.
Told you, man.
Derek.
May not be today, but it definitely ain't going past tomorrow.
Right. I'm burning the whole building down on you.
I'm on my way.
Sitting there trying to have lunch with your wife, and here you come calling. What do you say?
Yeah, he totally said it may not be today, but it definitely ain't going past tomorrow. What?
Look at the watch.
Tommy,
I got
time today.
So close. You're gonna see me.
So close.
Yeah, I know guys like you sitting around trying to pray up on people's wives and stuff while they ain't around. I seen you. All you Negroes need to get y'all self. So you know what? That's all right. That's all right. We'll deal with it. Don't worry about it. We'll deal with it.
Just a few.
He's going to get you.
Crazy part about you got in public, dog, and heard people say those exact words. Dog, you going to see me.
Oh, you going to see me. Might not be. It ain't going to go past tomorrow. But you going to see me.
We see it every day. Thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.